ensure that the three bills that are before us are finalized: the prescription, the judicial matters, and the magistrate's commission. So we want, by the time we adjourn, we should have finalized those bills, and so that we give the NCOP space to also try and push the bills on their side. So if I may, Honorable Minister, the other last issue, just as a way of an announcement, the Minister has written back to us about the head of the SIU. So that letter, I asked the Secretary to circulate it. I think you will get it in your emails. Then we can discuss it maybe Friday or next week. Okay. Over to you, Deputy Minister.
Okay, thanks very much, and I'll try and be brief, if I can be protected from Mr. Jankies and Honourable Jankies and Breitenbach, both of you. Okay. Look, the letters from the President to the Speaker, and there were similar letters to the Chairperson of the NCOP relating to the judges and magistrates' remuneration, were ATC'd and should have been submitted to members. I think there are copies here. Effectively, just to recap the process, the Commission for the Remuneration of Public Representatives makes recommendations on the salaries of judges and magistrates. They have to be considered, those recommendations have to be considered by the President. In the case of judges and magistrates, the Gazette, the notice relating to the increases cannot be published until it's approved by Parliament. That's both houses, and it's in both houses at the same time. I think you have a copy, or should have a copy, of the Commission's report, and the Commission had basically recommended... the Commission had recommended Okay, 4% for magistrates, 3% for judges. The President, though, opted, because of the financial system, to this was done with the other categories as well, that basically ordinary persons earning under R1 million income would get a 4.5% increase. Persons between R1 million and 1.5 would get a 2.8% increase, and persons over 1.5, earning over 1.5, would get a 0% increase. And that's been similar to what he has implemented already for members of Parliament and ministers. So that is the recommendation that he's asking Parliament to agree to. And it's really as a result of the circumstances, the economic circumstances that we find ourselves in. So that's roughly the long and short of it. Just to say, though, that the Commission is busy with a review on the remuneration of a major review of the remuneration of the judiciary. The report has been done, and it's now before the Commission for the Remuneration of Public Representatives. You got, I understand, a letter from Mr. Barnard, who is the head of Judicial Quality Assurance Office at the Magistrates Commission, where he complains about the increases. Just to say, I think this letter, I mean, those are his views, but they're not from the Magistrates Commission, although he has the Magistrates Court Judiciary logo and he signs it as head of Judicial Quality Assurance. He does in the memo say they're from him as an individual. And, you know, as I said, the one issue is that the longer-term review is still work in progress. There is a remunerations committee dealing with a lower court's remuneration committee, so any sort of further representations should really, I think, come from them or from the magistrates' organizations. I can go into more detail if you want. I just don't know how much from a time point of view. Just also say these are the recommendations for 2019-2020. So they are backdated to the 1st of April 2019. And the commission then would be dealing with the new recommendations or recommendations for the next financial year, the one we're about to enter into next month. And part of the problem was the commission reported late because there was a change in the commissioners, and then the president obviously had to consider the recommendations and particularly with regard to the financial position. So, Chair, I think let me leave it like that for now. If you want more detail, I can go into it.
Thank you, Deputy Minister. Effectively, I think what you are saying is that it's 2.8 and 4%.
Yes, for magistrates. So ordinary district magistrates would get 4.5%. 4.5. All other magistrates would then get 2.8 because already senior magistrates, which is the next level, are earning over $1 million. So that's the criteria. And all the other magistrates fell in the 1 million to 1.5 million level. The judges are over 1.5, so it's zero, as with other categories.
Honorable Mohammed.
No, thank you, Chair. Just a few points. We fully support the President as far as the judges' enumeration concerned. Just maybe some clarity on the rest, and I'm just focusing on the presidential letters only. And this will all depends, it works out itself depending if there's not going to be a delay like it has happened the past 14 months, as you know. If the we're dealing here with what is in front of us is 2019-2020, the year just has passed now, we'll be backdated, that's fine. The magistrates, I can just see if I'm a magistrate, the first question I will ask is if there's going to be another delay of 14 months, then this is going to create some form of hardship. Speaking from perspective of having read Mr. Barnett, although it's his individual views, but my sense is that many magistrates in the management echelon has that feelings. Now, Chair, the issue is this. The Enumeration Commission recommends a 4% for magistrates, right, across the board, meaning those in senior positions and in ordinary magistrates. The President increases that to 4.5%, more than what the actual study shows or recommendations, which is within the President's powers to do so. Now, just having done a quick calculation, what this means is, at the moment, a senior magistrate, now I'm not referring to the chief, that seems to be fine, the ratio or distance between the senior magistrate and the ordinary magistrate, 80% of magistrates are ordinary magistrates. They're entry level, basically. Their salary is based on gazette. They don't get civil service increases, notches and stuff like that, as we know. They just per gazette, right, yearly. Now, a senior magistrate, if this increase of 2.8 comes to about 1,098,000. And a magistrate moves from 950 to 1,015,000. Gives you about a 75,000 variance, works out about 2,800 more. Now, a senior magistrate, to be a senior magistrate, the Magistrates Commission recruitment drives this, they must have 10 years experience. Now, the issue is this something to be kept in mind? If you require 10 years experience to be a senior magistrate for 2,800 per month, no, in my view, nobody will hardly people will be interested to, because the distance between the one that supervises me and myself who just entered a magistracy is almost it's menial. The same point that the NDPP raised earlier when we spoke about the salary issue there and why she took the matter on appeal, the OST. That's the only concern here, Chair, but DMF said something else which helps a lot, and he mentioned now that there will be the process of the next round starts in the months. If that can be concluded very quickly, then I think the matter can be corrected there, because this is 4.5%. One can then make up later in the new financial year, meaning so that there isn't a lag for the next 5 years. That's my personal opinion, Che. I can see the lag coming unless that negotiation is done very quickly. And I understand there were reasons why there were delays. There's a number of challenges, etc., that the commission had. I'm talking about the Enumeration Commission, etc. I just wanted to point that out for the committee. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone on this matter? So basically we agree with the president's determination. Honorable Deputy Minister, there was views expressed by Honorable Hisham. Do you have any comments?
No, look, I think he's correct, but let's say they noted it is a new commission. It's now chaired by Judge President van der Loo from the Northern Cape, from the Northwest. So hopefully, but I think we'll also report back to her about the concern raised. As far as the differentials, well, look, the Commission's recommendation was for all categories over 1.5 million, 3%. Under 1.5 million, 4%. The President's view, again, for all categories was, look, over 1.50, and then under 1 million, make it a bit more. Remember also in the case of magistrates, there have been, and it I think comes up in Chris Barnard's letter, the prosecutors where many of the magistrates come from have been having above inflation increases. So their salaries have been getting more. I note the point on the differential, but that is because it's the differential between over a million and under a million. And hopefully that won't be a problem, but it's something that can be looked at in the next and raised with the next review. But just to say that look, already there are anomalies in terms of you've got a district magistrate, a senior magistrate, a chief magistrate at the district court level. But where you've got a number of district magistrates, one of them is appointed as head of office. This is in the smaller courts where there's more than one. That head of office earns the same amount of money as the other district magistrates. When you come to the chief magistrates, you've got cluster heads, and then you've got sort of additional chief magistrates, like you've got one in the Western Cape, and you've got one in the Eastern Cape, where they don't actually have a cluster. They're earning the same as the chief magistrates who are administering a cluster. So those anomalies are there, and I agree. I think they're problematic, but one can say they would be looked at.
Your honorable members, I think we will adopt a report on Friday so that it can be debated in the House. Next week, Tuesday. So we're trying to ensure that this backlog, before we adjourn, we have processed everything. Thank you very much for you.
I don't know if I'm being a bit slightly pushy, but seeing you are quorum, it's not just, your job is to approve or disapprove, or approve in part. I'm just worried you've got a quorum, will you have a quorum on Friday?
No, I think allow Parliament to do its work. Friday we will do it, and then, but it will serve before the House Tuesday. We'll work towards that. See, yeah. So next week, honourable members, we will ask the House Chair that we meet during plenary sittings to ensure that we push all these bills, so that when we adjourn for Easter, we should have completed our work. Thank you very much. Oh, what is that time in Kenya? Yeah.
Thanks very much. On Friday we can meet at 9. Yes, we can meet at 9 on Friday. We will send out a revised program before the end of today. We'll send out a revised program during the end of today. But we, if we meet at 9, we should be done by 11. Yes, because we don't have a lot of submissions. We're only having public hearings and adoption of the reports on the sexual offences bill. So by 11, we should be done.
Don't make such commitments. You have Honorable Mohammed, you have Honorable Janji, you have Honorable Jale. So all those people, if they can speak, at least we can finish by 4:00.